Okay, we are on the bottom, way bottom, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Okay, so we actually a little bit got to the end of the conversation there, but not totally, but at least we could start from where we are. So the Gemara was unpacking a lot of these drushas, a lot of these psukim, when it comes to an Arel eating Korban Pesach, an Arel eating Truma, etc., etc. So the Gemara now says, "Tell us, Hashad Amrus Bo the Drashu Dasa." I call. We're going to see that sometimes the word Bo. I call Arel Lo Yochabo, as we said above, right? So if that's true, I'd have another pasuk that has the word Bo in it, and let's see how that works. Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochabo Lamali, right? If I have a Ben Nechar shouldn't eat, right, from the Korban Pesach, etc. So then, what's that bow coming to include? It says the Gemara, bow hamaras das poselas, vein hamaras das poselas b'meiser. So what's the purpose of the bow? Tell me that someone who would decide that they're no longer Jewish, Rashi says, hamaras das poselas, the im hemir daso venis nachru ma'asav. La'avim shabash shemayim. Interesting language, right? But the point is that a person can't actually become not Jewish. It's not possible. Right, but a person can, with their maisim, nisnachru b'masav. You act like a nachri in your actions. You decided that you don't want to be Jewish anymore. So it doesn't actually work in shemayim, right? But a person has done that with their actions. So what happens? So that person actually is, even though they're still considered Jewish, they can't eat truma, can't eat korban pesach. However, hamaras das, it doesn't pass a person from eating maisim. Okay, so bo lo yochal korban pesach niyachal lo yochal bo. Is specifically by, comes to say, specifically true by Korban Pesach, not by Meiser. And that's Ben Nechar, Lo Yochabo, a person who makes himself to be like a Nachri. Okay. Kol Arel Lo Yochabo Lamali. Okay, we saw that passage before. Kol Arel Lo Yochabo, and Arel is not supposed to eat from Korban Pesach. So what is that? What does Bo come to include? Bo Eino Ochel Ava Ochel Hu B'matzah Hu B'marah. Right? So he did Lo Yochabo, he can't eat the Korban Pesach, but he does eat Matzah and Marah, even though he's an Arel. Okay, v'itzrech l'michtav Arel, v'itzrech l'michtav b'kol ben Nechar. And I need both, right? Arel ben Nechar, I might have thought it's the same, very similar thing. Why do I need both of them? Because of Rachmana Arel Mushum de Mice. Because if I would just mention that ben Nechar, right, so that's because he's it's disgusting. It's someone who's becomes repugnant because of their actions. Right, this person decided they're not interested in the Torah. Ikas Rachmana Arel Mishin the Mice. A person is an Arel who has had bris milah, so they're considered repugnant. Ava Benichar lo the lo mice aimala, but a Benichar who maybe the opposite. Even the Benichar who not doing the right thing, but he's not mice. Yeah, doesn't have there are other places where someone who doesn't have bris milah is considered literally considered mice. So the Benichar, he has bris milah, he just decides he doesn't want to be from anymore. So that's not mice. I would say no. Maybe he could. So because Rachman like called Ben Nechar, Mishum the Inli Bala Shemayim. And if I would just talk about Ben Nechar, ask that guy decided he's going to be firm at all. So that's why he's not part of Korban Pesach. Ava Arel the Libala Shemayim Eim Alav. But an Arel, sometimes if an Arel who just can't get a bris milah, he's a hemophiliac, etc. So he's Libala Shemayim. He's a firm person. He comes to daven. He learns. Just can't do bris milah. So I would include him. No. And so therefore, Tzricha, I have both of them. To make sure I understand that both of them cannot be involved in the Korban Pesach. Okay, mimenu. That's another pasuk, right? When it comes to Korban Pesach, you're not supposed to eat mimenu. So mimenu, mimenu is almost the same type of word as bo, right? Like from it. So mimenu lamali. What do I need mimenu? The lecha de Rabba Amr Yitzchak, because of the opinion of Rabba Amr Yitzchak, which Rashi says we will explain later on in the Ayin Dalet. So we'll get into that discussion then, but that's the reason for the word mimenu. So Amar Mar. So Mar says as follows. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarech. Harehu Rabbi Kiva says Eino Tzarech. Harehu Omer Ish Rabba says Arav. Remember Rabbi Kiva from before, he had said we don't need this whole Toshav V'Sachir Gzeirah Shava. It wasn't necessary because all I needed was Ish. Right, Ish comes to teach me that an Arel cannot eat from Truma. That's what he was talked about before. So he didn't need that Gzeirah Shava. Okay, so Says Gemara ve'ema l'rabu sa'onein. But again, these are some of the drushes that we saw before in the other opinions. And so we're going to play them out now in the other the opposite direction for Rabbi Akiva. How is he going to deal with some of these possibilities? Fine. So he said ish comes to include an Ariel. So then an Ariel cannot eat Korban Pesach. So ve'ema l'rabu says onein mi'ar concluded. Sorry, cannot eat truma. So if Emel Rabbi says Onay, maybe I would say no. Ish comes to teach me that an Onay cannot eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Amr Yosi Bar Chanina, Amr Kava Chozar Zarus Amarti Lecha Velo Aninas. We saw this drasha before also. Yosi Bar Chanina says no. The pasuk says Vechozar Lo Yochavo. Right. So it's being a Zar and non-Kohen that kicks you out of eating Truma, but not being an Onay. An Onay is not one of the things that kicks you out of eating Truma. So it says Gemara Ema Velo Arelus. So maybe you say no. So you know that Aninas is Zar but not being Onen. Maybe you say Zar not being an Orel, and an Orel should be allowed to eat Truma. No. So Haksiv Ishish. I have Ishish on the other side to exclude Orel, and that's why I don't use Vechol Zar to include Orel. Okay. So. What?
It's like a little circular.
Yes, it is circular. It is a little circular. Well, but I think the point is like this. If I have another drasha to include a certain case, I guess the point is that so then I can't use the other like a second drasha to argue the other direction. So you'll say which one comes first,
right? And neither one really explicitly.
And neither one is mukhar, so it has to be that one, right? Okay, yeah, it's a good point. So yes. So let's see right now. That's sort of, maybe that's part of what the Gemara means right now. Umari Isa, we saw this language before. Right, so how did you decide to go in this direction? Mistavra arelos havalela rubuye shekain maisim krusim bedavar ha'eved. He's going to be, this is like a mnemonic, thank you, which is used to include certain things, right, that the Ariel is excluded from, right? So you wanted to kick out the Ariel from Truma here, right? Meaning you want to include him as someone who's out, right? Because of all these different things that we'll have to see how they play out, right? Which he's excluded, right? Mechusar Maisa, Umechusar Begufo, it's something he could have done, he didn't do it, it's something that's on his body that he can fix, V'anish kares, it's a very big punishment. V'yeshon l'fnei adibor, and it existed even before Matan Torah, right? Umilas zecharav v'avadav me'akeves, and also the mila of his children and the person's avadim can have an impact also. So there's mounting evidence why the Ariel should be the one who is excluded. So that's what you said, right? Adarabah, but I can make the exact opposite argument. Aninos, Havlid Rubia should have included Aninos. Why? Shekin Yeshem Bechol Shah, because it can happen at any moment. And it happens at every moment for somebody, right? Vino Hages Ba'anashim. Ve'anashim, and it doesn't just include men, it includes men and women. Ve'en Biyodal Taki Natsuma, and it's something the person can't fix, right? It's not their fault, and it just happens on its own, and it's not something a person really can take care of. So if that's true, you see that Onen Aninos has a lot of reasons to include that case, because again, because it has a lot of prevalence as well. So, and since Gemara no Hanach Nefishin, yeah, but still the case, we saw this answer before last time also, that the case of Ariel is still more. There's more piled on there. The severity of the punishment, the things for which he's excluded, etc. So that's why we wanted to include Ariel. So Rava Amar below Hanach Nefishin. Nami lo matis amris. So Rava says, even without this idea of hanach nefishin, even without this idea that some of them are less, some of them have more, that Ariel has more problems with it or it's more severe, etc. Nami lo matis amris. I still wouldn't have included. I don't need to argue of Nefishin. Even without Nefishin, I could still say why Arvel should be in and Anina should be out. Why? Amar Kra, ish, Ezu Dabar Shiesh no be ish, Veinu be Isha, Havi Omer Ze Arvel. So at the end of the day, ish, it just makes more sense to be including Arvel. Because in arulos is something that specifically relates to men. So therefore it makes sense that the ish should be there to, again, to kick the arel out of truma and not the onen. Fine. So now, good. So now we explained Rabbi Kiva a little bit more there. But now we're going to go back. Now we're going to continue Rabbi Kiva. Hai tosha v'sachir v'av ma'avid. So Rabbi Kiva, the whole point we said was that tosha v'sachir was supposed to be there as this gzera shava, right, which tells me that an arel can't eat truma and can't eat korban pesach, both, right? So now, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't need it because he has ish. If that's true, what is tosha v'sachir there for? What's the purpose of those words? Tosha v'sachir. And we went through a whole explanation of why tosha v'sachir were mufne, right? So they're extra to be there for something. So then what are they there for? So Amar of Shmaya, Shur Shmaya says, la suye aravi mahu v'givoni mahu. So it comes to include, meaning to see the following people are not included in being able to eat Korban Pesach, it's got to be Korban Pesach, in an Aravi who's Mahu and a Givoni who's Mahu, right? Givonim were the people who, they like converted, but it wasn't really a full conversion, and they were afraid, etc. So they're suspect in their Jewish status and considered not really Jewish, and an Aravi, which just means like an Arab who was living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, who happens to be Mahu, right? Because they have Bris Milah also. So the point being that even though they are Mahul, they are considered like an Ariel. So says the well, what do you mean? So the point being, get to Tosha Vesachar, meaning that those individuals, they can't eat Korban Pesach. So Vahani Mulininu, wait a second, what do you mean Mahul? They're considered Mahul? I know like in English we use the word circumcision for both, but it's not really that they don't have Bris Milah in the same way that we halachically doesn't really have that same status. Right? Vahatnan, konam shani nenen la arilim, mutter ba'arle Yisrael, va'aser ba'muleyava ovdei kochavim. Right? That when it comes, if a person makes a neder, right, or shvua, and they say, I'm not going to get any benefit from someone who is, has a Bris Milah, or meaning I'll only get benefit from people who is an Arel, so he's allowed to get benefit from someone who is an Arel Yisrael, but not allowed to. Sorry, person says that I'm not going to get benefit from people who have Bris Milah. So someone's an Arel who is a Jew, he can get benefit from it. And if someone's an Oveh Kochavim who is actually Mahul, so he's not. I said the opposite. I flipped it around twice.
The rule is that I won't get any benefit from an
Arel. So he's forbidden to get benefit from an Oveh Kochavim who has a Bris Milah. What do you see? That Oveh Kochavim has a Bris Milah is considered like an Arel. Yes. Konam shani ne the opposite. Konam shani ne lamulin mutter b'mulin of the Kochavim v'aser b'al Yisrael. Right? And the same thing. He says, I won't get a benefit from someone who has a Bris Milah, so he is permitted to get benefit from an Oveh Kochavim, even a circumcised Oveh Kochavim, and is forbidden to get benefit from Arle Yisrael. So what you see, and Rashi points this out, so you see from here that the Mahul, the person who's Mahul, but a non-Jew, is not really considered Mahul in Halacha. That's not really going to, not going to get, look at Rashi. Rashi is about, it's all the way further up on the page, like 10 lines or so from when they get skinny, you go down. And Rashi, Vahani Mulin Ninu, bitten me, that's a question. Valamali Lamutino Ha Arilim Ninu. Right? We call Arel Mimati. I don't need a separate, the point is that I don't need a separate Jerusha to exclude the non-Jew who's Mo, because they're basically considered an Arel. So they call Arel Yochabo, I don't need a separate Jerusha, right? Because if these people are not considered Mo, nothing to talk about. Right? And look at Arle Yisrael, Rashi says, In your nether, Mulin Ninu, the Halach Achalashim Bleyadam. Right, so you might have argued, right? V'Yisraelim lo karilu hu arilim, but over the Kochavim lo karilu hu mulin. Right, the point being, you don't call them mahul, even though they. You might have thought I would, but you don't. Fine. So it says. So continue now in the Gemara. So Ella says the Gemara la suye ger shema v'lo tavo v'katan shenola koshu mahul. So what's the ger v'tosha v'sacha coming to include, or coming to, in this case, include in the drasha, but exclude from eating truma. So it's to include the ger that was mavel otavo, right? A ger through the process of mila, first does process of conversion, first has a mila and then goes to and then goes to the mikvah. So there's a status in the middle. What happens if he's had his bris milah but hasn't yet healed to be able to go into the mikvah? So like he's like this pseudo in between status, right? So this person's gersh, he's mav lo tava, or a katan shenola kashu mahul, or a katan who was born mahul, right, but has not yet had real bris milah yet because savrat tzarich lahatif mimenedam bris, right? And he holds, and we in the assumption being that a child who is born without an orla and in theory is totally circumcised already, doesn't make a difference, nevertheless needs to have hatafas dam bris to have done something, right? And that's why this pasuk is coming to say that that tosha fasachar, these individuals who either had bris milah but didn't yet go to the mikvah, or were born with mahul but didn't yet have an official bris milah, both of those individuals and these Jews and the child's a Jew, both are going to be, again, not able to eat truma. Okay, and that's what the purpose is of the word tosha fasachar. If Rabbi Yehaz of the time, and this Rabbi Yehaz of the time, the Amar ger shemav lo taval, ger ma'ayahu, because Sava Katan Shinol Mahul ain't Sarah Halataf Min Dabris. Remember Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. So why does he need Tosha Fasakhir? And the answer is he needs Tosha. Sorry, why does he what he uses Tosha Fasakhir for the Gzeir Shava, right? So he doesn't have it available for this point. So what about what he can say? Oh, yeah, it's okay, because he already held that Agir Shemav Lo Taval is already considered like a ger, right? And he can eat truma, and Katan Shinola Mahul again does not need Hatafas Dam Bris. He has Bris Mila, so that's why it makes perfect sense according to his shita. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Elazar, Hai Ish Ish My Avile. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar has Tosha Vasachir for his drasha to explain why all these individuals are real, etc., not eating truma, not eating Korban Pesach. But then Rabbi Akiva learned that from Ish-Ish. So what is Rabbi Elazar going to do with the drasha of Ish-Ish? So it says, so answer the Gemara, Dibra Torah Kalashim Le'adam. No, Ish-Ish is not really needed for some fancy drasha. It's the way, sometimes the Torah talks in the way people talk. And it doesn't, every single person, Ish-Ish, each and every man. And that's all it meant to say. It doesn't mean to teach me anything.
Which is surprising,
no, you always have it, because at some point you have to end it, right? So because you go on forever, right? So you find when you're going to end the drasha conversation, well, what about this, at some point it's like, no, not every word. It's like, you're like okay, that's what we do, we've been doing for the last 3 weeks, so what do you want from us? But no, at some point it ends. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We have that. We have that sometimes. Dear B'tar Glashim Le'adam. We have some. We have concepts like that. Which you're not Dorish Essen, or you're not Dorish Levav, or you're not. There's always like some end line where someone keeps going with the drushes, and someone else says, you know what, I'm not. I've had enough. You know, my Masorah is that we don't make that drush. Okay. Where are we? Okay. By Rav Chama Bar Ukva. So Vecham Bar Ukva asked the following question. Katan Arel Mahu Lasucho B'Shemen Shel Truma. Right, so we just had in Yom Kippur the sense that we have an Isra of eating and drinking, right? On Yom Kippur, and we also had an Isra of Sicha. Right, so Sicha, sometimes anointing, can have the status of Achila even. And that's not necessarily the case by Yom Kippur, but it's interesting. It's a different type of physical benefit which can have that sense. Look at Rashi. Katan Orel, look at Rashi, it says Toch Shmona, right? So we're going to see this is going to be important. This is the assumption, at least at this point in the Gemara, is it's a child who was born, he didn't yet have a bris milah. Why? Because he's not supposed to. He's not even allowed to have a bris milah yet, right? And he's within the first 8 days. So can you use truma baby oil on that baby, right? Ma'u lasucha, Rashi says, l'shem shal truma, dekai malan, desicha keshtia, the nafgalan, mitavo kamayim, bekirbo, ukeshemen ba'atzmosav. Right, so the pasuk says that the shemen goes into your body like, right, it's like drinking. Right, so there's a sense that Gemara and Shabbos says that when I anoint myself, it's either like, right, the shemen goes inside my pores, almost like drinking. So can I take this shemen, which is only used, which is truma oil, and use it on a baby who is technically an arel? At a point when it's not his fault he's in Arel, because he's not even allowed to have bris milah. How does that work? So are relos shalobas mana me'akva or lo me'akva? So do we say that the a person being an orel again shalobas mana, it's not yet the time to remove the orla, is that considered he's an orel? What do you mean he's an orel? He hasn't done bris mila. Or it's just, no, what do you want from him? He can't do bris mila anyways, and therefore it's not me'akiv on someone who for these 8 days is not able to have bris mila. So amrim zera tashma, I'll tell you, let's learn, I'll bring your proof one way or the other. Ainli ela milas zacharav bishas asiya va'avadav bishas achila. Right, so Rabzera says like this. I know in general that this is when we're talking about when we talk about Korban Pesach, so there's two stages, right? There's the stage when they actually shach the Korban Pesach, and there's the stage when you actually eat the Korban Pesach, right? So the shas asiya is when they shach the Korban Pesach, and the shas achila is when they eat the Korban Pesach. So the question is, if we have this rule in general by Korban Pesach, the person is supposed to be part of a chabura, right, that it's supposed to be designated for you before you eat it. So there's a sense that a person is supposed to be included in the group before they go ahead and actually are included to eat the Korban Pesach. So what happens? So I know that a person has to have done bris milah, right, in order to, at the moment of the shechting in the Korban Pesach, and that the avadim of a person, that they have to have had bris milah at the time when they eat the Korban Pesach. But how do I know the opposites? Right? How do I know that when it comes to the opposites, I need that as well? That the children have to be had the bris milah, b'shas achila, or the an eved could have had his bris milah or has to have his bris milah even before even shas atziah. So how do I know? Tama lomar as. There's two times when the word as is used in these conversations to teach me this thing. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein li, again, it's a lot further up on the page, it lasts two words on the line in the Rashi. Ein li la'akev v'pesach, ela milas zacharav sheyesh l'bashas asiya, degave milas zacharav ksev v'az yikrav laso so. Right, so the male children in the family have to have it done. Right now I know that if it wasn't done b'shas asiya, so they're in trouble. Right, v'az yikav laso. So behind shechita, that asiya means shechita. When they shechted, v'gabi avadav ksiv. When it comes to avadim, it says az yochabo. Tafilu lo havale eve b'shas asiya, v'havalo b'shas achila me'akva mina achila pisro. Right, so it teaches me that if he wasn't yet my eve at the shas asiya, and now b'shas achila he is. Right, but again, but he doesn't have bris mila, so that knocks my meaning. Because you could have argued like this. You could have said, I'm doing two things in Yerushalayim today. I'm shechting my Korban Pesach, and then I'm going to acquire some new Avadim. So first I shechted the Korban Pesach, and now I acquired a new Eved. And that Eved is still an Arel. So what might you say? Yeah, but it's not, he can tell you Korban Pesach, even though it's an Arel, because he wasn't my Eved at the Shas Asiya. Right, so maybe I could eat him. So the answer is no. Maybe he could eat also. The answer is no. Even if it's just for Shas Achila, it's still Ma'akiv, right? And for the children, in the opposite direction, right? Right, it's all about what's being ma'akev them, right? Same thing, if I have a child, right, b'shas asiya, so I had a child that was born already before we shechted the Korban Pesach, so remember, it's only a few hours between the shechting the Korban Pesach and the actual eating the Korban Pesach. But let's say, right, I know that if I had a child who didn't have a bris milah, b'shas asiya, right, to az yikrav la'aso, so now he's out also, right? So we have in each direction, right? That the child didn't have bris milah at the time of the shechting, or an eved didn't have bris milah at the time of the eating. Either one, that would knock them out. But how do I know the opposite, right? And so the answer is we have az in both of those psukim, right? So
this is all part of the setup where you get ready, right?
Correct. So look at the next Rashi. Me nine litain. The gabe banim nami imroy limol b'shas achila va'az lo hayelo b'shas asiya minayin sheba akvo machilas pischa. Right? How do I learn the new chumrah would be, right, that if a person had a child who was able to have a bris milah at the time of the eating the Korban Pesach, right, but was not able to at the time of the making the Korban Pesach, we're going to see, check the Korban Pesach, how do I know that it also keeps him out, right? And this is why it's going to be important for us. This is the same thing as a child who doesn't have bris milah, but it wasn't his fault, right? He couldn't have had a bris milah at the shas asiya, right? So how do I know that even that child is still excluded from Korban Pesach. So let's go back to the Gemara, Tamalomar, as the Gezeira Shava. Right? So meaning, the point being that this child, for example, who could not have had a bris milah, we have to see why, could not have had a bris milah at the time when the Korban Pesach was shechted, so you might say also, okay, also, it's only if he's excluded at the Shas, he's in Orel at the Shas Asiya, yeah, but it wasn't his fault. He couldn't have a bris milah. So maybe, have another judge that says, no, even if it was only able to have the bris milah b'shas achila, and he didn't, he's also excluded. So that comes from this as. Okay. So Gemara says, fine. Bishlama avadav. I understand the case of an eved, mishkach asla. I can have such a case. The isnu b'shas achila, but lesnu b'shas asiya. What's possible? How to be an eved that I didn't have him at the shas? I have him at the shas achila. I didn't have him at the shas asiya. The case we said before could go into zamninu. Beni went to the market afterwards. He went to shas korban pesach. Then he bought a new slave. But el zacharav the isnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiya heichi mishkachasla. How do you have such a case of a child who was there and ready for bris milah and didn't do it? Right, b'shas achila, and what, that wasn't there and available for the bris milah at the shas asiya? It's the same day, right? It's the same day. It just happens a few hours before. So it says Gemara, lav dis yilud bin asiya l'achila. I guess the case has to be that the child was born between, in the afternoon. He had shechted the korban pesach, had a baby, and then it's time for a korban pesach, to eat the korban pesach that night. Good question. He's going to eat it. He's like just born, right? But okay. So Shema Mina Arlus Shalobizmana Havi Arlus. So what do you see? You see that the fact that he's an Arel, right? Even though it's not his time to get a bris milah, that's still considered an Arel, and he would therefore be excluded in theory from eating korban pesach.
It's excluding the father.
Because his child is an Ariel. Thank you. It makes more sense. Good. Thank you. Right. So we said before the Mila Zuchara is Makif. Yes. Very good. So the father can't eat because of this child who he has not yet done bris milah for him. Thank you. Yes. Correct.
It's the same kasha that you're saying. It's just like how could it be that it would prevent the father from eating it?
No. Correct. It's the same kasha, but it makes more sense also. Because what are you asking about the baby not eating korban pesach? Doesn't make any sense, right? So it's the father who can't eat it on account of the fact that he hasn't yet done bris milah for his child. Yes, correct. Thank you. But the bottom line is, you see that the fact that the child couldn't have had a bris milah, in this case, in this assumption, the baby was born the moment before. By the way, this would happen a lot. This would be this could be a common occurrence in a certain sense that a child's born in the afternoon It probably one family per year where this could happen. A baby's born, out of thousands and thousands and thousands of families, that a baby, millions, is born just before they're eating the korban erev Pesach. So it could happen. But the bottom line is, you see that he's excluded from eating korban Pesach, even the father, because his child's arlus, even though he couldn't do the bris milah. So if that was true, you'd say the same thing, that you couldn't use, that same father wouldn't be able to use truma baby oil on his child. Fine. So Amarava, so Rava says, really, Matispera? He mo lo ko zachar amrachmana. Va'az yikrav la'asoso. Va'hayla bar mehilahu. What do you mean? The pasuk tells me, do bris milah on him, and then, right, he can go do it. Then he can go ahead and have you have to make sure everyone in your family had a bris milah, and then you can do the bris milah. Va'hayla bar mehilahu. But this, what do you want? It's not my fault. I didn't not do something. Right, there's no mila to do yet. So ela hachama askin, what's the case? Kigon shachaltsoso chama, that the baby had a fever, and the fever, here the lesson is interesting language for Gibran Yavamos, chalitza, it was taken away from him. Right, that the fever went away. It was removed. Right, so the baby had a fever, and the fever went away. Right, so the baby was supposed to have a bris. It's ready. The baby's ready. It's 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. It had a fever, couldn't have a bris, and now by the afternoon, the fever went away, and now I can really go ahead and give him a bris milah, and I can't, and I didn't. So then that's the case. You can't eat bris milah. So Gemara says, "Veniso venesiv le kol shiva." But wait a second, that's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Because we have a rule that after a child, and this is true to this very day, if a child is not able to have a bris milah and now he is considered qualified for bris milah, you wait 7 days. Because in this question, the rest of this line of the Gemara is here. Now, the Amar Shmuel Chaltzaso Chama Nos No Kol Shiva, but it is a true concept either way. The Avin and Lei Kol Shiva. Right? The rule is that when a baby is not able to have a bris, he's jaundiced, etc., has some reason why the baby is not able to have a bris milah, you then wait a week after the baby's better to be able to give him the bris. So, in which case, this case is impossible. So, the question is, Vini Yesov Lei Kol Shiva, that he needs 7 days. Diyavina Lei Kol Shiva, that's it, he did. This is the end of the 7 days that got him to, now he's able to have bris milah. So wait a second. Vidim Hali bit Safra, so then do the bris milah in the morning. Right, what's going on here? No, but in the Meis Lahis, when it comes to this case, we ask the doctor, can you have a baby? Can you have bris milah? Yes. What time is it?
2 p.m.
It's 2:35. Right? So 2:35, 7 days from now, you have bris milah. Oh, that's already going to be after the Shechni of the Korban Pesach, and that's going to be the case. So we'll pick up from here, I guess, on Thursday.